Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to Screen Heroes on the Heroes Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Everybody, welcome to a short episode of the Screen Heroes Podcast, your TV and film podcast on the Heroes Podcast Network. I am Derek, your regular host, and your only one this week, as I am just providing an update for you on things going on in the world of entertainment as well as this podcast. So I might sound a little bit different. That is because we have moved to a new recording format while we all deal with the effects of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. We will not be recording in person. We'll all be recording online, and this is my microphone for that. So with that in mind, let's just go through some housekeeping stuff first. As you may or may not know, we did have a panel scheduled for Planet Comic-Con, which would be this weekend in March 20th. But that convention has been postponed due to the coronavirus. Planet Comic-Con is officially rescheduled for August 14, 15, and 16 of 2020. That's all the information I really have right now as it pertains to us and whether or not we'll have a panel. We'll have to wait and see how that goes. So you won't be looking for us for that. And that also means we will not have an episode to share with you from that panel, of course. So we have a slight change in scheduling. We will be back next week with a completely normal episode as far as topics and format are concerned, except it will be recorded online from our own homes, and we will not have any video. I don't believe we'll have any video associated with it, no live stream or anything like that. We're hoping to bring back live stream at some point in the near future as we work out the technical details for how that will function. But in the meantime, we will just be releasing on heroespodcast.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Podcast Addict, all of that normal stuff, as well as our ad-free version on Patreon, patreon.com/heroespodcasts. For more information and details and staying up to date, I definitely urge you to follow us at Screen Heroes Pod on Twitter. Or join us on our Facebook forum, facebook.com/groups/screenheroes, and you can talk to us on there. We're posting things regularly, having conversations and all that good stuff, keeping people up to date on things. But it's a very social atmosphere, so I definitely urge you to come talk to us out on that Facebook group. Like I said, we will be back next week with a normal episode, and we'll get our schedule back on track. Of course, we won't be reviewing New Mutants or Black Widow anytime soon, so our schedule will adjust, but we are on our way to episode 200 as planned in some capacity. Okay, so now let's move on to the main topic of this episode, which is just kind of a news update, everything that's been going on in the world of entertainment. So let's go ahead and get started. First, I'm recording this on Wednesday, so if you listen to this on normal release date, if anything's happened in the last, 24 hours or so, I apologize. But as of right now, most of the major movie theater companies have decided to shut down during the pandemic. This includes AMC theaters, which will be closed for at least 6 weeks. They're estimating maybe even up to 12. Alamo Drafthouse is closed indefinitely, as well as Regal Theaters and Cinemark Theaters and a slew of smaller, more regional theater companies. As of my time recording this, B&B Theaters is still open and they are functioning on a maximum capacity of 50 people per screening to help with the social distancing. It's going to depend where you live. A lot of places are limiting and restricting those group gatherings to under 50. There's been recommendations from the CDC and the White House that it shouldn't be any more than 10 people. So be careful out there if you do decide to go see a movie to a theater that's still opened. Okay, well, in the time between when I recorded this episode and got ready to post it, B&B made an announcement and officially will be closing down the remainder of any theaters that are still open at the end of the business day today, March 18th. So B&B will join the other theater chains being completely closed down during the COVID-19 pandemic. I just want to give them full credit for that. For those of you who have some type of subscription service to a theater chain like AMC A-List or Alamo Drafthouse Season Pass, those services have been paused and should have automatically been paused for you, but it couldn't hurt to double check, right? This is new uncharted territory. So I would go and check and see if those services were paused for you. I know myself, I was really on the fence about what to do with A-List because as much as I like that service and it's a good deal, I'm not seeing any movies in March and probably not in April and maybe not even in May. And so we'll have to, kind of see what AMC does. So it's paused for now. Then let's move on to filming. So lots of movie releases have been delayed at this time. Movies that are finished and delayed production include No Time to Die, which you may have already known about. That's delayed until November of 2020, as well as the new Fast and Furious movie Fast 9, which is delayed all the way to April 2021. Three big movies that do not have new dates include A Quiet Place Part 2, Black Widow, and Mulan. All three of these movies have been delayed indefinitely with no set time for when they will be released. Other films include New Mutants and a slew of other productions that don't necessarily fall within our normal topics here on Screen Heroes. In short, new movies are basically not being released, at least not from major production companies at this time. I imagine this will continue to happen even to smaller and smaller productions as this progresses. So keep an eye out for any changes for those and when those dates end up being set. As far as digital releases and early releases, we have some of those. Disney Plus has decided to release Frozen 2 early, 3 months early. As a matter of fact, as of this past weekend, you can go and watch Frozen 2 on Disney Plus. So go ahead, you can do that. Ray and I did that over the weekend, and that was nice. NBC Universal, however, is a separate streaming service, and this one is providing video on demand, VOD rentals of what we call first run films, films that are actually still in theaters at this time. For $19.99, you can rent any of these films, per cost, for 48 hours to view them. This includes Emma, The Hunt, The Invisible Man, and Trolls World Tour. I imagine more will be added to this list, and I do anticipate other companies to follow suit for other films like Bloodshot, which really only had 1 week, a limited week in theaters, other films that have been releasing relatively soon. There's also reports that Birds of Prey will be releasing on video on demand services here very soon, as early as the 24th next week. Okay, so now, of course, we have a very, very long list of things in production that have been delayed or halted. I'm not going to go through everything. The short of it is, if something was in production, about to go into production, in pre-production, it's probably on hiatus. So I'm going to hit some of the high points, starting with film, and then I'll go into television. So as far as film is concerned, I'm just kind of going alphabetically down the list of some of the big hits here. Avatar 2 is officially delayed. They are going to continue digital effects work, but the actual filming production has halted at this time. The Batman is also halted production, as well as the Cinderella musical. This is not a Disney production. This is a different adaptation. Fantastic Beasts 3 has not yet started production and will not start production in the meantime. The Home Alone Disney Plus production was put on hold. Jurassic World Dominion, the live-action Little Mermaid, which had yet to start production, is put on hold. The Matrix 4, as well as Mission Impossible 7. Other films include Red Notice, which stars big people like Gal Gadot, Dwayne Johnson, and Ryan Reynolds. Sylvester Stallone's Samaritan has also halted production. The MCU's Shang-Chi and the Legends of the Five Rings. Shrunk, which is the reboot slash sequel of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, which will include Rick Moranis, has halted production. And yet again, Uncharted is delayed. That's the Tom Holland, Mark Wahlberg production of the video game adaptation. So some of those are just kind of the big productions that are currently on hold at this time. They either hadn't started or were in the middle of production. As far as TV goes, I kind of want to hit a wider reach here, because this is going to impact pretty much everybody at this point. So all major professional sports have been halted. This includes anything that should have a season now: the NBA, NHL, MLB, MLS. The NFL does not have anything announced as far as delays to its season. Of course, its official season doesn't start until August, so they do have some time. But if you were following the news, there was just a slew of signings and deals and trades going on yesterday. Lots of big money going around. So they are still kind of acting business as normal. We'll have to see how that impacts the NFL draft here in a few weeks. All the late night shows have essentially stopped their production as well. Some tried to go on without audiences like Colbert, but they have decided that the best thing to do after the 10 person or under suggestion by the CDC and the White House is to stop production. So this includes Colbert, Seth Meyers, James Corden, Jimmy Kimmel, Trevor Noah, Samantha Bee, John Oliver, basically all of those types of talk shows. Some are almost daily. So those are all on hiatus for the time being. Basically, all Amazon original series have halted production, specifically Carnival Row Season 2 and the Lord of the Rings series. All of the currently in production Apple TV Plus series are on hold, as well as Fargo Season 4, which neared the end of its production, completing about 8 of the 10 episodes. Handmaid's Tale has also halted production. The three big MCU series that were in production, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Loki, and WandaVision, have all halted production, and we assume those will end up, at least in some capacity, being delayed. 35 different NBC shows, including all of the Chicago series, like Chicago Fire and Chicago MD, have all halted production, as well as all Netflix productions. So this specifically impacts The Witcher Season 2 and Stranger Things Season 4. The Orville is also on a hiatus. The Price is Right has decided to go on a hiatus as well. Other game shows, Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, are going to continue at this time, but without an audience. Saturday Night Live, which is currently on a scheduled hiatus, will not return at the end of the month, and we will have to wait and see when they will return. The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead are both on production hiatuses, as well as over 70 different Warner Brothers productions, including CW shows Riverdale, The Flash, and Batwoman. Whew. Okay. So that's a lot of stuff, obviously. For full lists and comprehensive details, again, I suggest you go over to our new Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/screenheroes, and take a look under the production tag. We've got two big articles in there. One is just movie production stoppages, and the other is TV production stoppages. So you can go and check those out. Those are from Deadline and The Wrap, and they will continue to be updated as we know more and more about how these productions are impacted. Okay, everybody. Well, that's pretty much all that I have for you here today. Like I said, this is a shortened episode, and it's just me here. So we will be back next week with a relatively normal episode. We might sound different because we're recording online, so this is more or less what I will sound like. And you should expect us to not have a live stream next week. we'll update you if there's any changes when we have our episode next week. And if you're out there and you're working, if you're a retail worker, if you're a medical worker, what have you, infrastructure, so many important positions that still are needed to keep things moving along. Just want to shout out and say that we really appreciate all of your work here. We appreciate everyone who's keeping food on the shelves, supplies on the shelves, trash picked up, people, you know, being able to go to the doctor and the hospital and all those amazing things. Librarians who are doing live streams of book readings, teachers who are doing online work, you know, all of that amazing stuff. I don't mean to leave anybody out. I don't, but you're all doing amazing work. This is a difficult time for, almost all of us, I would imagine, some people more than others. So remember to practice social distance, stay home when you can, limit contact with other people when you can, but be safe. You know, make sure that you are, you know, eating your food and you're talking with other people. You know, the social media era allows you to communicate. I highly recommend having, you know, video chat conversations with your family and friends to kind of keep your spirits up. We at the Heroes Podcast Network are going to continue to try to churn out content for you in hopes that this brings you some relaxation and distraction. We're not going to focus on the real world stuff that much because we want to try and provide a positive thing for you out there. So we are going to be continuing our bad movie review segment. We're also going to be focusing on some anniversaries coming up, like the 30th anniversary of the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles live action film here at the end of March. And we have some other ones planned coming up in April and May as well. So we've got plans for content here on Screen Heroes. We know that our sibling shows, Red Shirts and Runabouts, Echo Station, and Kaiju Curry House also have plans to continue at this time. So, you know, hit up heroespodcast.com and just listen to some fun, nerdy content that's out there. As always, you can follow us at Screen Heroes Pod on Twitter, Heroes Podcast Network on Facebook, and we are available on most, if not all, of the streaming apps that are out there for podcasts. You can always find Ray at Siren Ray. Ryan is at Buster Props. I am at The Star Trek Dude. Please come talk to us out there or join us in our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/screenheroes. We hope to talk to you soon, and we will come back next week with more from the entertainment world. Thanks for tuning in. Be safe out there.